This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. We continue in Mishneh Berurah Daf HaShavua. The minhag is that on July 4th you have a double header. That's the minhag in America. So we have to sort of get ahead a little bit for any time we miss in the summer. So we'll do it today. We're learning Simen Ches, and we are in Sif. We finished Sif Yadalad, but I want to review a few points. In Sif Yadalad, we had three opinions. The opinion of the Mechaber is if you take off a talis, even with das to put it on, you have to make another bracha when you wrap yourself again. And in deference to that opinion, the Bir Halacha said, because there's a shita of the Mechaber that you always have to make another bracha, you should be mechavin when you put on a talis, that if you should have to take it off, then you should be able to put it on again without a bracha. Then you had two shitas of the Ramah. The Ramah said, some say you do not make a bracha if you had a mind to put it on again, even if you were not wearing a talis katan. And there the Mishneh Berurah said, that's how the Achoinim paskin. Then the Ramah brought another daya, that some say only when the talis remains on you, you do not make a bracha if the talis falls off. And there the Mishneh Berurah also said, that the Achoinim paskin like the Yesharim. However, the Mishneh Berurah quickly clarified that the two Yesharims are not talking about the same scenario. The second Yesharim is talking about when you took off the talis stoma. So if you took off the talis stoma, then we say it's only if you had the talis katan on, then we could say it's like you had a mind to put it on again. However, if you had a mind explicitly to put it on again, then even if the talis katan was not on you, then you would not have to make another bracha. The Mishneh Berurah also said that if you took it off during davening, even stoma, then it's like you had a mind to put it on again, even without wearing the talis katan. Fine. Let's see the Bir Halacha for a moment. Imhaya daitai. The Bir Halacha says, I see it's not good to change the time ever, but I had a shir this morning. The Bir Halacha says, "I Mishneh Berurah Maskonas Achronim Bezeh Al Kain Sandoki Shetov Bezeh Lemul Masadav Betzitz." Let's say you have a sandok. He's holding the kid to circumcise, and he puts on a talis. Im a talis sheula, if the talis is borrowed, lo yivarach alav. You don't make a bracha. Im a talis sheloi. If when you took it off, you had a mind to put it again, you don't have to make another bracha, even if there's a shinai makam, like a mila was in the house. So if you had in mind, you could rely on the opinion of the Rama, even if you were not wearing the talis katan, and certainly, you know, we are wearing a talis katan. If you didn't have a mind to put on again, then it's not going to help even if the mila is makam tefila. If when you took it off, you had no intention of putting it on again, then you have to make a bracha. If you took it off stam, then it's going to depend on whether you're wearing a talis katan. Toibim nishol of talis katan. Ein tzarach lachos varcha al talis katan. V'im lav choizim varcha al b'chol gavni. That's really the only scenario of taking off a talis stoma, where basically you took off a talis and then there's a mila. Now, if you knew about the mila and you knew you might get a kibbutz, that's probably your mechavein, at least for the possibility of putting it on again. If you took it off stoma, you knew there was a bris, but you weren't really thinking about it. Then it would depend if you were wearing a talis katan. Says the Bir Halacha, if you folded it up, it's like you had in mind explicitly not to wear it again, and then you would have to make a bracha under all circumstances. Okay. Let's see Sif Tezvav. So we're going to break up today's into two. We'll try to finish this page, and then we'll proceed. Sif Tezvav. Im nafla talisoy shalom miskan v'chayz masad. This happens all the time. You're walking to get a sefer. That's your first problem. What do you need to get a sefer? It's davening. It's not learning. But anyway, you went to get a sefer. And you got caught on that little, you know, that little corner between the table and the wall? It gets you every time. And it yanks off the talus. So, and you put it on again. Sarach levarech. Vushanaflakul. That's if the whole thing fell off. Amlainaflakul. If the whole thing didn't fall off, alpishanafra ruba, you still have a little bit remaining. Einoit sarach levarech. Now you know the reason why some people wear a gartel. This way, at least something sticks on if it falls off. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Shaloi b'miskavin. But we hold like the Rama that if you're a mechavein to put on the talis again, you don't have to make a bracha. So why over here do we say if it falls off, you have to make a bracha? This is worse. The nafla bloidas, because you didn't have anything in mind. When you take it off, but you're taking it off with your stipulation that you have in mind to put it on again. But here, it falls off. Leaves. Even though we just said if the talis katan remains and then you take it off stoma, that's like you're mechavim to put it on again. That's when you take it off, not when it falls off. You know? If, let's say, a person in the middle of learning and they make a conscious decision, okay, now I need a break, but I'm going to go back to my learning, that's okay. But if you just like fall into some shmoozerai with a guy, then you're falling into a bottomless pit. You know, it's a conscious decision with a kavana to come back to something. You're much more attached than when you just fall into it. You fall into it, that's, you're severing yourself. V'afilu nisho, fine. Tzarech levarech. Afilu imloiv shemiyad. Even if you put it on right away. He brings here in the dirshah, what if it falls off in the middle of Shemona Esrei? You do a moidim, kidaboile, and here goes the talis. So the Shulchan Aruch says later on, it's a hefsik, you can't put it back on. You can't put it back on. Vim avar v'chzivazate, but let's say you put it back on. Then you don't have to start from the beginning of the bracha that you're middle, you could continue where you're up to. Now, v'im nafal b'mimena b'emtza tefilas yurchezach zera achirim alav. Let's say it falls out from the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, other people put it on you. Kishizam tu Shemoneh Esrei, yamashnish v'tzitzis v'yivarech. Afal pisha nafla ruba, even though the majority fell off. Hataz el yarabah cholkin azeh. The taz and the el yarabah say, if the majority fell off, you have to make another bracha. V'gam agrom etzal devar taz, the gra is inclined to say like the taz as well. U'lekul yamim nafal me'al kol aguf. Everybody agrees if the only thing you got is the thing in your hand after it got caught on that thing between the table and the wall, meaning even according to the Mechaber, that if a little bit stays on, that's a little bit stays on your body, not a little bit stays in your hand. The mitzvah leaves, she'ikr mitzvahs itof hu baguf. The main wrapping is the body, not the hand, not the head. What if some stayed on your head? In other words, the whole thing fell off your body, and now you're just left with, like, a head. I guess then that's... Even though the Ikar Atifa is the guf, but I guess the Roish is something. The hand is nothing. You made a bracha, it fell out of your hand before you wrapped, and you picked up and you put it on, so then you didn't lose the bracha, because... The bracha wasn't chal yet. The bracha is still waiting to be chal. Once the bracha is chal, and then it falls off, that's worse. Ein tzarech levarech shinis. Next case. V'afilu nifsalu az tzitziyosav. Let's say you made a bracha, and the tzitzis are pasul. The strings are pasul. The whole are pasul. The strings by the whole are pasul. Or everything, right? It's pasul. And v'hoyaloi tzitzim z'man v'zikna miyad. You had ready-made tzitzis, and you quickly strung it together. Ein tzarech levarech shenis. You don't have to make another bracha again. D'kimet shadayin lo yasa mitzvasoi, lo hisiach daitoi. Since you didn't do the mitzvah yet, that you were not meisiach das, they bring in the dershu, that later on we say by tefillin also, if you made a bracha and the kesher is nifsach, it's not a hefsik, because the tikkun is me'ein the mitzvah. Very interesting svara. Fixing tefillin is part of the mitzvah of wearing tefillin, so fixing tzitzis is part of the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis. Ah, someone who took a talis to wrap, you said, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, and a guy comes along and he runs away with your talis. Happens, Maisim B'chol Yom. Talis snatchers. Certain neighborhoods, they're notorious for talis snatchers. The good thing is, you have tefillin in front of you. Yachal asayim habracha, asher kiddushanam, tzoyz v'tzivan al haniach tefillin, v'yoytze b'zeh. He brings over here a case from the Sefer Vezoy Sabracha. Someone has a fruit, and after he began to make a bracha, he realized, you know what? He has a pear. He didn't realize he already ate a plum. So he doesn't need to make all eights. So could you make, you have pretzels, so you make a mezoinos. No, Rabbi Yashiv says he can't do that. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you can't make on the talis, you can make on the tefillin. He says it's different. Tefillin, you have to wear. So since you have to wear it, it's not considered a major change of mindset because you're mechuyev to wear tefillin from the beginning. There's no chiyuv to eat pretzels. So if you ate a peach and you realize you don't have to make a bracha on the plum, you can't switch it to the pretzels. Because the Lord did not say, thou shalt eat pretzels. He did say you should wear tefillin. Lekach toiv, simen kuf nun gimel. Va'artzis achayim hiskim imay lahalacha. That you could finish up with tefillin. Okay, we'll hold over here for the first part of the double header. And then we'll, let's see, Sif Tezayin and Yodzayin. Okay? Is that good?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.